know what you call them.
Well, some people call them snake doctors.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know when we was going to the lake about 3 weeks ago, one was in the car, and one of the kids in there that's going was said, "Oh, there's a snake doctor. I'm scared to death. Great, it's great to go long thing."
Do you have any idea why people call them that?
I don't know.
I want to tell you something. I had one old fella, I forget where he was. I think he might have been in Arkansas somewhere.
Yeah.
But he told me, now you call the reef, you ought to, every time you see a snake doctor, you ought to kill it.
Yeah.
Because if that snake doctor sees a snake that's injured or sick, he'll make it well. And that's why they call it a snake doctor.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. I remember that.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, I never heard that before.
Well, that was a new one on me, too. I hadn't heard that either.
Well, I may have heard it and just forgot it.
Well, do you have this insect around here that builds its nest in the ground and it'll swarm on you?
Do what?
You know, an insect, a stinging insect that builds its nest in the ground and it's bad about swarming all over you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't think.
Yellow jackets?
Oh, that's wasps.
Oh, I see.
Wasps and yellow jackets, yeah. But they don't build them always in the ground. They build them just anywhere they want to. In trees, rose bushes and all.
I see.
Yeah. Pretty bad about building them in rose bushes.
Well, do you have this little insect that's bad about getting up under your skin and making it itch?
Are you talking about chiggers?
Yeah.
That's in the grass.
Do you have a problem with those things?
Well, we don't because you have more or less that out in the country. If you're walking in the pastures or something, you get those chiggers on you. They call them chiggers. They're red bugs. We call them chiggers.
I see.
Yeah, Lord, how do you? They just eat forever and you can't hardly find them. They're so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I always put alcohol on mine. That kills them quicker than anything. Or detergent, you can have, put a little detergent in your water, or bleach, and that'll kill the effect of it.
I see. Well, you know, talking about your hogs, did you ever hear a farmer call his male hog anything in particular?
Boar.
He was the boar.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one that had those long teeth like
that?
Oh,
Lord, yeah. I don't know what kind you call them, but boy, howdy, they are really dangerous.
Did you ever hear anybody call them their tusks or tushes, something
that's
like that?
That's their tushes, yeah.
Did they ever have these stiff hairs on their backs?
Lord, yes, that was old razorback hogs.
Is that a wild hog?
Yeah, that's what they call them, razorback.
You had those in this area.
He used to have them in the country, but they don't. They got rid of them and quit, and they brought in more of a different hog, full flood bud, Poland Chinese, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did people around here ever try to raise sheep?
Oh yeah, sheep and goats too, but not much now. But they used to raise a lot of sheep and goats. Especially more up on the cedar district, where they raise cedars, they have a lot of goats.
What did people usually raise the sheep for?
For the wool, yeah.
Do you remember what they called the male sheep?
No. I know, but I just can't think.
Did you ever hear him call the ram?
The ram. I thought that was a younger one, huh?